Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to talk today, celebrate All Souls Day. Yesterday was the Solemnity of All Saints Day, and we remember, we commemorate, we rejoice in, we talk to those brothers and sisters that have made it all the way home by the grace of God to the throne room of the King and are now living fully in what they were made for. And so today, remember all those who have died who may not be there yet. You know, the church is very clear. There's two ultimate destinies that the human race stands before, either heaven itself, living with God forever, or hell, eternal separation from God. But the church understands, and from various scriptural passages and other things, the church has always prayed for those who have died because some may not die. According to the scripture, describes it as saying, without holiness, without being made holy, fully holy, no man, no woman can see God. Jesus is totally committed to bringing all of those who have confessed his name and who died in believing and loving the Lord to bring them into the Father's house. But he's going to bring them perfected because no one can see the face of God and live who's not holy. And we die in a state of spiritual imperfection. But Jesus completes the work that he began in us, and he will present us perfect to the Father. He is going to give to the Father. It's such a beautiful thing, friends. Think about this. You know, you were made, I was made, to live forever in relationship with God and to have within us a capacity, a purity, a wholeness, an integrity, and a grace to be able to live in the presence of God and to receive what he gives us and to respond to him in love and have our desires ordered rightly, to have our loves ordered rightly, to have a kind of interior unity and our hearts and our whole being, mind, soul, will aligned with God and God's purposes. We can't make that happen on our own. It's something that Jesus accomplishes in us. Those who die in him, he brings to the Father, and he purifies us along the way. And so the church has always understood that, and we can pray for those who have died who may not be in the right state to enter immediately into the presence of God the Father, but they're on the way. And because we're one body, with everyone who's baptized into Christ, we are one body, and he's the head. And so we're united to them. And there's no chance, I mean, their decision for the Lord has already been made. It's not as if they're making a decision there in that state of purification, whether they want to go one way or the other. That decision was made before they died, right? When we die once, and we've made our decision. We've exercised our freedom. We've said yes or no to God, or we've been in a lukewarm place. This is why the church lives with such urgency and why her fundamental mission in the world is to bring clarity, to bring the good news about Jesus and what God the Father accomplished in Jesus. The new creation that's being offered to a dying race of people, a whole new way of life. There's no name, as St. Peter said in the Acts of the Apostles, no name under heaven and earth other than the name of Jesus Christ by which a human being can be saved. Why? Because there's no other human being that's ever walked the earth that is the God-man that could make a perfect offering and sacrifice to God and has within himself, as Jesus described, the power to raise people from the dead and to give eternal life to all those whom he chooses to give it. And he wants to give it to whoever responds to him. So the church sees this perspective, and with great urgency, she proclaims the gospel and models so imperfectly weak and broken people. And we talked yesterday about the saints. Thanks be to God for the saints who did in this life reach a level of holiness and perfection by the grace of God, and they're cooperating with the grace of God that confirmed everything Jesus taught us about how it is that we can live even on this earth. If we yield to him, abide in him, believe in him, give everything to him, put him in first place. So today, we're remembering those brothers and sisters who died. They died in the Lord, but they're also in this process of purification. And we pray and we say yes to it. We pray for them. And that's a good thing because we're united to them. So one of the readings from today is Romans chapter 6, another beautiful passage. I want to touch on this and then Jesus' words from the gospel. He says, brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? good question. Have you ever thought about that? Do you realize that when you were baptized, what happened was you were baptized, you were plunged into the death of Jesus? Let's listen to what Paul says then. He goes on. We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. I love the way Paul describes some of this stuff. It's so amazing. We were indeed buried. Okay, what is that? The old man, the part of Peter Herbeck that says, my will be done, anger, bitterness, lust, jealousy, all the stuff that Jesus told us is in the human heart. It's in me. That old man was buried with Christ, and we died the death we were meant to die. Like, sin produces death. Sin separates us from God. What is death ultimately? Sin in us, defining us, necessarily separates us from God who is holy, because God who is holy cannot be united to what is unholy. This is the sin problem, and this produces both the natural death but also the eternal death problem. Jesus came to deal with this. This is important for us to see, friends. Jesus didn't come to fix this world or just to fix the world. Jesus came to deal with the most significant thing that was happening on the earth in this battle that we're in. That is to deal with the sin problem that's producing the death problem, the rebellion against God that results in eternal separation from God. Enemies of God, Scripture describes it as. Jesus came to make enemies of God into children of God. This is God's love. This is God's initiative for our Father, you know, for God so loved the world, right? We know that passage. I quote it many times on the show. So Paul is saying that you were buried, that old man that insisted on its own way, that was under the dominion of the world of flesh and the devil, was put to death. And you were sharing in Christ's death to sin. He destroyed sin's power. So being united to Jesus, Paul tells us another place, Jesus on the cross, he disarmed the principalities and powers and made a public show of them. The devil thought he had a victory over Jesus on the cross. He did the one thing he never should have done. He shed the blood of Christ, the precious, precious blood of Jesus that cleanses human beings who say yes to him from sin. Jesus said, Father, anyone who opens their heart, I want them to be united to my offering. I want them to be united to the perfect offering I'm making with you. I will wash them clean and I will give them my Holy Spirit. And they will become born again, and they will become children of God. Wow. So this is what Paul's talking about here. We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead. Now, think about this. Just as Christ was raised from the dead, so you will be raised from the dead. And how will that happen? By the glory of the Father, Paul is saying here. The renown, the majesty, the power, the breathtaking, it's just hard to describe the glory of God, the Father, the Creator. And that glory is in his Son, Jesus, from all eternity, the second person of the Trinity. And that glory is united to human flesh in Jesus, who passes from death to life and takes that flesh into glory. We can't think about this enough, friends. What Jesus did, and this is the most amazing thing that has ever happened. Nothing compares to it. And Jesus is literally beginning, friends, a new creation, a new reality, a new humanity, a humanity that fell from glory that can now be raised to glory. And how does Jesus raise us from the dead? We're going to be raised just like Jesus was, through the glory of the Father that's breathed into us, so that we might live like Jesus, Paul says, we might live in newness of life. Christianity, friends, is a new life. It's not just a set of commands. It's not a moral system or just a philosophical system or something like that. It's not just a call to go perfect yourself or get the best out of yourself. It's literally God acting to save a race of people who cannot save themselves. And saving means not just accomplishing deeds on this earth, but saving means becoming a new creation, crossing over into something, into a new existence that you can't produce. Wall Street can't produce it. Hollywood can't produce it. Silicon Valley can't produce it. Nobody can produce it. It flows from one person. It's Jesus Christ. That's it. And the church knows that. And the church is animated and made alive by it, by God's mercy. Yes, weak and broken people, God has animated, and we're sent into the world to bring this great treasure. It's overwhelming what he's done for us. You're destined for glory. That's good news. And so are those saints who've died in Christ, but who are in this purification process. The purification is so they can enter fully into glory. And the Lord Jesus is going to complete it. He goes on to say, I'm going to go down to Jesus' words in the gospel today, John chapter 6. So beautiful. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Isn't that beautiful? Friends, let's come to Jesus every day. Anyone who comes to Jesus will not be rejected. The devil wants to tell everybody, well, you've done just enough to make it impossible for you to draw near to Jesus. You've made enough mistakes, you've fallen into enough slop and sin in your life, and he just doesn't want to be that close to you. Things like this. This is the constant battle, the enemy, the lies he tries to give us. I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. This whole work of salvation and redemption began in the heart of a loving Father. It's God the Father who originated this. God is love. And the Father sent the Son. You see how clear Jesus is about his mission? I came down from heaven. He's the first missionary, but not to do my own will. So here's what, as we think about the solemnity of saints and we think about all souls, we're praying for them. This is the claim you should make, I should make, we each should make for our lives. Why am I here? He came down from heaven, but I was made by God for what? To do not my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me. Everyone baptized into Jesus is a sent one. We've been sent by the Lord. He goes on, and this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. No one else can raise us from the dead except Jesus. No other religious leader. He goes on, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. What does the Father desire for you? I don't care where you are, what kind of sin you're in, what kind of broken situation you're in. Friends, this is going to be over. This life in this world for you and me is going to be over in the twinkling of an eye. What we have to do is not fix our gaze on the hole that we're in, but lift up your eyes to the heavens. For this is the will of your Father, that if you see Jesus and you believe in him, you will receive eternal life. The Father wants you with him forever. This is the heart of what the saints understood. And this is why they let go of everything else. And they trusted the Lord. And their God was a big God, big enough to purify them and teach them how to love and to align their loves according to the Lord's purpose. Friends, listen to the words of Jesus. Take him into your heart. Believe it. He's going to raise you if you follow in his footsteps to taste the glory of God forever. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.